The best days of South Carolina football are still in front of us. I'm convinced of that.
That's University of South Carolina head football coach Shane Beamer at SEC Media Days on Thursday. Beamer didn't shy away from acknowledging the need for improvement, saying he'd like to be more consistent on offense and capitalize more on turnovers. He even added the squad has a much higher ceiling than the 8 wins last year. The highlight of the day, however, went to Ole Miss coach Lane Kiffin. Regarding the transfer portal and NIL deals, he called the current state of college football, quote, a disaster.
And you just told donors they can pay the players. That's what you did. They're getting paid to go to school, so it's pay for play.
To the NFL now, where it's official. The Washington Commanders no longer belong to Daniel Snyder. NFL owners voted unanimously to approve the team sale from the Snyder family to a group led by Josh Harris for $6 billion. Harris is also a general partner of other sports franchises, including a minority shareholder in Joe Gibbs Racing.
And he barrels one high in the air, deep left center field, Austin Riley on a rampage with a bat of flames. He has given the Braves the lead here in the eighth inning.
Ben Ingram on the Braves radio network as Atlanta breaks a four-game skid, knocking off Arizona 7-5. In the win, Spencer Strider joined John Smoltz as the only pitchers in Braves history with 10 strikeouts in three straight games. That's a look at sports. I'm Tyler Cupp.